One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. It's episode nine. It's episode nine.
Welcome back to the show.
All right, episode nine.
That's the episode nine song.
Well, you all know it.
You all know it because it's a classic.
Yep, it's classic. Those of you who sang along, congratulations.
If you didn't,
you're a bad fan.
Bad person.
And you should.
Your parents don't like you.
Yep, your parents don't like you. You should rethink a lot of your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to many of our episodes and come back and then sing the episode nine song.
Come back and then you can sing the episode nine song.
Yes.
Like everyone else.
Like everyone who knew it.
So.
Yes. Okay, cool. So what have we got going on? It's been a crazy week.
Crazy couple of weeks.
Yeah, they tried to take out. Dude, the news with DJ horns would be much better.
I know. They're like, guess who just got shot?
God shot. It's very similar to a previous joke we did in an earlier episode.
Assassination attempt.
Yeah, I think Calvin Harris should start remixing relevant current events into his DJ set.
Well, we could do, who was it? It was just like David Guetta or whatever
his name. David Guetta.
When he did... I think it was for Black Lives Matter.
I know what you're talking about. He's on the roof and he's like, racism's like, not good. Here we go.
He's like, I got something to say. And then it was like, no, like, I have a dream. And he like remixed Martin Luther King
Jr.
And it was, that was a...
It was a good time. Good time in history.
We need him to do it for every bad thing that happens.
It should just be for everything that happens. Be like, wildfires on the I-10. Avoid the highways, you know. I think.
Stay indoors.
I think as time goes on and as people's attentions get more spastic, we will need to insert more sort of flair and pomp and circumstance into things like the news.
They need to do what they do with like content online, which is just take the news clip and then post it directly next to someone playing with slime or something,
or
cutting soap or whatever they do, or what is the game? That people play, like, there's, like, some sort of, like, video game.
Subway Surfers,
yeah. So if you cut the news next to a clip of that and just make it sure that it's just, like, a 59-second clip of the news.
Or five-minute crafts or whatever.
Five-minute crafts, yeah.
I think the real evolution will be that every living room will have two vertical televisions and one will always be playing slime. even when you're not watching TV, one is always playing slime, always 24 hours a day. So that is completely engaging.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can turn on the news or watch a movie or something on the left side.
Yeah, if like for some reason the slime one isn't working, it's just like, honey, what happened to the slime?
Oh yeah, dude, if the slime feed gets cut off,
it's over.
Oh, anarchy. Oh yeah, revolution.
Like you have the what is it? The Super Bowl on.
Yeah.
And then you get all the angry husbands when the slime TV is off.
Yeah,
too.
They're like, "Hey, honey."
Yeah.
I was watching that slime. Sweetie, you've been watching slime all day. Yeah, but this is like a different slime.
I can't take it anymore. You're watching too much slime.
What
about our family?
The government says you can watch as much slime as you want. Big slime. Yes, honey, you're listening to the marketing of big slime.
Big slime.
All I want is watching slime all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, big slime. Watch out for big slime.
Big slime. Well.
But we've had a, I feel like every time we have a break from recording, because when was our last recording session?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so like within 2 weeks, we had some crazy news things happen.
Yeah, someone tried to take out Donald Trump.
Take out Trump.
President Biden has left the running. Now, potentially Kamala Harris.
The shooting thing was great because it's always nice when you have like a big day on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I got some great tweets out of it.
Oh,
not to make
it.
This about me, but it is.
Well, I mean, Twitter is about making it about you. You know, something big happens. How can you get your, you know, foot through the door of this historical event?
And anyone who has some sort of following on Twitter, like, you have to get as many, if you're doing like comedy stuff, like you have to make sure that you get as many good tweets out of.
Out of everything as possible. I mean, look, he didn't die. So
he didn't die. And you know what? He didn't even get shot.
Yeah.
It was
like, grazed.
No. It wasn't even grazed.
Hmm.
He got, it was like a piece of glass like hit his ear.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was glass from like a teleprompter or something.
So a teleprompter got destroyed.
Yeah. And I was like, come on.
Oh, well, then we can make as many jokes as we want.
I was like, yeah, he didn't get shot. Yeah.
Did you see the people at the committee? Not the committee. Did you see the people who were at the next rally with bandages on their ears?
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny.
That was really silly.
Like, okay. I mean, is this like another Jesus thing? Because it's like, oh, okay, we wear the cross, but that's like, you know, Jesus was on the cross. That shouldn't be a good symbol. That's the thing that killed him. So they're like, oh, well, you know, we're going to dress up like we also have the same injury. It's very, very
interesting. Especially when it wasn't even a gunshot. It was a piece of glass.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm like, okay, so I need to, like, why don't my fans do that? Every time I'm like, oh, I got a boo-boo.
Yeah, I got a tummy ache, and they should just
and
react.
Then they all just walk around like, ouchie. Yeah,
solidarity.
Something like that.
I think the assassination attempt is going to give Trump the presidency, honestly. I think that it is going to be very difficult for anybody to stand up against him. I'm not saying it's particularly a good thing.
When Biden was still in the running, I was like, and listen, this is just a little joke from me. So if the FBI is listening, this is the just kidding star that you post every time.
Blah, 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 blah. Just kidding. Prepare to hear a joke.
Like, They have to shoot Biden just a little bit. just a little bit, okay?
To make it even,
because then we get to be like, well, our guy was shot too.
Yeah.
But I'm not suggesting that anyone do that, especially now he's not even in the running, so.
I mean, that'd be kind of lame if they tried to take him out and he already dropped out.
And you're like, you were like, guys, cut it out. No. Mission's off.
At that point, they really just want the door to kick him on the way out.
But I was also like, I mean, like, he's so old. I'm like, even if he gets like a little bit.
I know.
I'm like, he's like translucent.
He's going down, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like, he's basically like a moth, you know? If you swat it, it's going to just turn to dust in the wind.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So do you think Harris has any shot at beating Trump?
I actually kind of do.
Got it.
And I think it's because she's going to be more, I think she's easier to sell than Biden was, because obviously with everything that happened with like Biden and, you know, his everything with like Palestine and stuff, mm-hmm. like he really, like the Gen Z vote was just like,
it was gone.
It was gone.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Kamala is necessarily better in that regard, but like,
but
I feel
she's coherent.
Yeah. She's just like a younger person that I think is going to be, and she's so like, she's been so memeable mm-hmm. in the past. Like the whole, I don't think you know about the coconut tree thing.
I've seen the coconut tree.
Okay, so you've seen
I've
it
seen
since
the coconut
we
tree
it.
Thing come up, and it is very funny.
Yeah, so like her coconut meme, I was like, I think if, you know, if more, unfortunately, this is just the reality we live in. I think the coconut meme could push her over.
Soon there will be entire presidential sort of campaign departments. Like, how's the meme department going?
Yeah, I know.
How are our memes doing in the polls? Oh, well, we've been deep frying these pictures of you from high school and they've been hitting the charts lately. Like, how often do these memes show up on Reddit? Ooh, Mr. President, we're down on the stonks.
The
this
stonks.
Month, the stonks yeah. are down.
Yeah, they're like, sir, we're going to need more memes, pronto. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get our finest. There's going to be meme factories in the Philippines that they'll be underpaying. That's what we're going to hear. Everybody's always talking about how bad foreign labor is, but they're not really focusing on the upcoming meme factories.
Yeah, we got children mm-hmm. working in meme factories
right.
all day.
Thousands of miles away.
Every time you see a new meme, it's like, yeah, you know, a children.
I
like,
want
you know, the children of like are slaving away making these memes, right?
When I see a presidential meme, I want to see Made in America on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I don't want a foreign meme infiltrating my humor. I want to support yeah. good, hardworking American comics.
Like, can't you tell how cheap that yeah. meme is?
Look at the grammar. This is not what an American would yeah. do. This is the typical Filipino sweatshop meme.
Did you just buy a meme hall?
I know.
You know, you're not supposed to. Why don't you? You could just put all that money into one good quality meme instead of a thousand, you know, cheap. Poorly made.
But people
memes.
Are going to argue about the free market until someone kills themselves working in a meme factory. Then they'll install a secret message into yeah, the meme. They'll be like, help, my
help
name is.
Me.
I have to make 400 deep fried memes of Kamala Harris a day. I'm being paid $2 a
Look
day.
Look, they put this small message into this meme. This is terrible.
Could you imagine there's a kid working in like a textile factory? He's like sewing buttons. He's like, I'll do anything not to sew buttons all day. And they're like, good job, kid. You've been upgraded to the meme factory. Now he's just in front of a
computer
just
yeah.
endless children sort of like, it's kind of like that whole like eventually they'll come out with the works of Shakespeare just because there's a million kids typing on a million typewriters trying to make the best memes to put Kamala Harris into office.
Yeah.
Yes, so this was an existential little trip into the theory of labor and meme economy. Yeah.
But I think that it'll be interesting. I think currently she's polling better than him.
Because of the memes?
Potentially. I think people were just really, it got to a point where people were really, really like anti-Biden. And then the recent like debates. Did we already talk
the
about
debates
the debates?
The debates were terrible.
The debates
I think,
were really bad.
And I think then, we touched on the debates.
And then like pretty shortly after that, because he had that weird moment where he was like, he goes off, he does this thing where he's like, he just like mumbles.
Yeah, he goes off
a little
script.
Bit, and then there was like one moment where Trump was like, he's like, I don't know what he just said at the end, and frankly, I don't think he knows either. And you're just like, oh fuck! like, ah, goddamn it!
I mean, him dropping out was a very good strategy.
Yeah, at the one point, he was just like, and by the way, and then they just go, "Thank you, Mr. President."
Yes.
I was like, no,
yeah,
really bad. But then he did like even more recently. He was like introducing the president of Ukraine.
Oh, he called him.
He called him Putin. He's like,
yeah.
And now introducing, like President Putin. And
yeah.
then he called Kamala Vice President Trump.
Awkward.
Like, oh no! And it was like, and they would like pan over to like his team, and they were just sitting there like.
Keep a straight face. Keep a straight face. Keep a straight face. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, that was really bad. So I think everyone's faith in him. I mean, like he's 81. You know,
yeah,
like,
what are our expectations?
My grandmother on my mother's side passed away when she was about that age. Mm. And when I think about her running
the country,
like, I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
She was a fine woman, but I wouldn't trust her
to run a country.
To run a country.
And to be the head of the most powerful military in the world. And to make political decisions.
Well, maybe she would. I don't know.
I don't know. She'd be like, why don't we bake them some pie?
Oh, no. She was like a crazy woman.
No, she was not.
No, she was like a, she was kind of like, you know, she was a little trickster. She was a little scandalous. It. So, I mean, she would, she had like a conniving side to her.
She might have been a great president.
So like maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Grandma, if you're listening some, or if you're listening down there,
yeah,
I don't know.
Wherever you're at.
Wherever you're at.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, I would love to know how you would have run the country. But when I think about someone that age running the country, I'm like, you should be in a home.
Yeah, whatever the case, we're in big trouble.
But now it's funny because the whole thing on like the Republican side was that they were like, your guy's too old. Ha ha, you got an old guy running, even though they're both old. Yeah. But he was older, so they were like, you got Sleepy
Joe. You got
Joe.
The older boy.
You got an old guy running, and now that we have the younger one, we're like, ha ha,
now you got an old guy
running. Yeah. And now I like how the tables have turned, because I'm like, I know that they're pissed that he's not in the running anymore, because they were like, Sleepy Joe Biden. And now... And they have these like crazy bumper stickers too. There's like one that's like a huge bumper sticker that's Biden. It's like, let's go Brandon, which is their like weird thing that they think is such a, they're like, yeah, we owned them with this one. But it's like Biden lying down in a truck, in like the trunk of a car, and he's tied up.
Okay.
And he's got like tape over his mouth.
Okay.
And it's like just a huge one. I'm like, imagine putting that on the back of your truck. And then he drops out.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, spend the next full day trying to like scrape it off. You're like,
this isn't relevant anymore.
Yeah, I got to get a new one stat. And you just spend like 6 hours trying to get that off.
Yeah, that glue is tough to deal with.
Because they made so much merch about
anti-Biden
merch. Anti-Biden merch. I'm like, now this is like an ancient relic.
Yeah, now it has to go on clearance. Ooh. Nobody's going to make their money back now. Ooh. Oh, so sad. So sad.
Wayne.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
A lot of historic events.
Like everywhere you go, there's drama. Cody Coe's been canceled.
Oh, you know what's funny about that is that, like, a good segue into that conversation is that the kid that shot at Trump, they were like, so the last thing he did before he tried to assassinate Trump was he basically was like, his search history showed that he was like watching a lot of porn. Before he like...
Which porn? Did they say which porn specifically?
Yeah, someone was like, okay, like what porn he watched will determine whether he was a Republican or a Democrat.
Oh, that's funny.
They were like, well, what kind? you haven't told us what kind of porn yet. Like, what kind? Uh-huh. Let us know. Which I thought was very funny. But that it is funny that, like, these big historical sort of events just happened. And that still can save Cody Ko from not being
from being canceled.
Canceled. Because, you know, when things like that happen, you're like, ooh, maybe I'm in the clear. But, like, no, people did not forget about that.
No, yeah. Usually, you know, usually if there's a presidential assassination, people tend to forget about that.
So yeah, I'm they sure, move on. I'm a sure lot of those things, people move on
yeah, they
after
move on
a
quick,
couple of weeks.
Something
you
big.
Know?
But this one, not so much. I'm sure when Abe Lincoln was shot, there was some, you know, like some soldier in the civil.
Minor cancellation.
Yeah, some sort of like, oh my God, my mistress.
He was sending letters to minors.
Yeah. He was sending letters like, my dearest Cindy, I am here in Birmingham wishing you well. Wait a second. Oh, the idea of like Civil War era cancellation. Like, I don't know how this could form into like a joke, but there, I'm sure there was some guy who was like sending letters to minors who was like, whew, sure, I'm glad Abraham Lincoln got shot. Now all the letters are about him. Nobody's gonna remember
the
that
letter
I was,
scandal is, you know, we're glazing over that.
And the
finally.
Age of consent was probably different back then because people died earlier. So
yeah, so it was probably like someone that was like a 9-year-old
girl.
Yeah,
like a 9 or 8 year old.
You're like, that is like, just a little too young.
Sorry.
If she was 15, it would have been a different story.
You gotta wait till she's 15.
You gotta wait till she's 15, you know, at least 14.
Sergeant, you know, corporal, lance corporal. Jeff McJeff, I don't know.
Jeff McJeff.
Yeah, Jeff McJeff.
You know Jeff McJeff and his letters to minors. It was a dark time.
It was a dark time.
Yeah,
so.
But thankfully Abe Lincoln was shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, thankfully for that person, Abe Lincoln was shot and they were able to get away with it.
Thank you. What was it? Was it James Wilkes Booth? Or
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, if it weren't for James Wilkes Booth, I would have been canceled.
Was that his name? Was it?
James Wilkes Booth was the guy who assassinated.
That was his first name?
Abraham Lincoln.
John?
Yeah, well,
John Wilkes
well
Booth?
We all know. Oh, no, John Wilkes Booth.
I think it was
Is
John.
Is that not what I said?
I said James at first, but I think it was John Wilkes Booth.
I feel like that's why the assassination of President Trump went awry, because I think there's a law that says if you kill a president, you need 3 names. Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK.
Yeah, right.
John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln. And I'm not that keen on history, but I think there's like one more. But every time there's an attempt, they're only known as the normal names. They don't get a middle name. Or maybe that's how you get the middle name. You see what I mean? Like once the president's dead, they're like, well, what's his middle name? They're like, oh, is the president alive? Oh, well, we just need to know the first and last name of that dickhead. But if President Trump had died, they'd be like, well, does he have a middle name?
Yeah.
Because I don't even know the guy's name who shot Trump.
Oh, it was, no, it's not.
Wasn't it like Joe Crime or something like that?
Joe Crime.
I don't know. It was some name that seemed like a bad guy name.
I don't think
it was Joe Crime. Let me just look it up.
It was Villain McEvil.
Wait. This first article says Thomas Matthew Crooks.
Ah, boom.
So
there he is.
Thomas Matthew Crooks.
Crooks.
So they're referring him by his middle name.
Yeah.
But his last name is Crooks. Joe Crime. I wasn't that far off. He's Thomas Crooks. Whatever.
Jeffrey McVillain.
Jeffrey McKill the president. Oh, that one's gonna get a flag. Joe Asin.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
But yeah, that's the Cody Ko thing.
See, even us discussing this, we get distracted, but we keep coming back to Cody Ko. We're not distracted by the near death of a recent president.
Yeah,
Cody Ko got in big trouble.
I was surprised it didn't happen sooner.
And he went on to DJ at Encore Beach Club, which is very funny.
That is funny, especially because like we do like Encore Beach Club.
Yeah, we do like Encore Beach Club.
And I was like, imagine going there not realizing that
he was probably booked like
months
ago.
No, he was.
Ago,
That's
you know?
Definitely. But at the same time, like. If I had just, not that I ever would, but if I had just got it outed for messaging minors and then I had a public appearance right after, like if I had a stand-up show, I might perhaps try to get out of that contract.
Yeah, cancel it.
Because that's, you know, people are coming to see me and then it's like, I don't know, a little dicey. You're like, so anyway, Miners. How about that?
I think he's going on the like the Miranda Sings level where it's like you get into trouble and she sang a song with the ukulele.
Yeah,
it's now like, he's DJing.
You're like, what? Sorry about that.
I thought she was 18. Oh boy. That would, dude. Honestly, if he had done that, if we had seen footage of him DJing at Encore Beach Club and it was like thought she was 18, boom. Still
well, it was
bad,
funny
but
he
that
did
would have been
play,
very funny.
He did play the Is It Too Late Now to Say Sorry song and everyone was like, ooh,
but that's
not
nearly as funny as doing, like, he could have gone harder in that. Like, she was, wasn't there a song by some, like, American artist, like, she was barely 17, and you know just what I mean. Like, there's some, who, what am I thinking?
I don't know.
There's a lyric. There was, hang on. There's a lyric. I'm going to look it up. Barely 17.
I know, like, Kyle Gordon made fun of the concept of that, because I think a lot of, like, old school songs were... Like in the 50s.
In the 50s, they were like, she's like, gonna marry that girl, only 15 years old.
It was funny because there was like an old clip that came out of Cody Ko, like on his podcast.
Yeah, I'm listening.
With Noel, and he was just like, Noel was basically like, imagine texting a high schooler. That's crazy. And it must have been post him like, talking to Tana or like having like sex with Tana.
Yeah.
Which I think was, I'm like, that's crazy. Cause he must've just been sitting there like,
like knowing what's up. Yeah. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. Like I think
couldn't be me.
I don't think you're going to find it, man.
Yeah. So there's a lyric, the Beatles is she was just 17. I saw her standing there. So if Cody, I'm not saying he should have done this, but if he just sort of like worked that lyric into the DJ set.
He still would have been fucked.
I mean, he's fucked either way.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think people are forgiving about this at all. Yeah. I don't know what he can, I don't know if there's anything that, I mean, there are people that are definitely like, I checked his comment section just because I was curious. And like a lot of people are like, you need to address this. But there are also a lot of people that are like, they could never make me hate you. And so, like, I think he'll still have a fan base after this, but, like...
People have recovered. I mean, look, they're musicians. Not that I'm saying, you know, comparing one wrong is better, but, like, you know, people have done, like, objectively, like, tons of criminal things that still have careers. Like, he'll probably still have a career after this. You know what I mean?
A lot of people were like, he'll probably just do some sort of like behind the scenes stuff for a while. I don't know what they're going to do with the podcast because I'm thinking about this. Like, we know not necessarily personally, but like it happens too often where like someone famous. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, why? You've got everything going for you.
And there are so many, like...
It's so easy to avoid, too.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I can't imagine, like, messaging a child.
Because,
yeah. Like, I don't even DM fans, like, at all.
Yeah.
There have only been two cases where I've DM'd someone that follows me. And it was my friend Shauna that helped me with music because I saw her in my comments section and she was like, if you ever want to work on music stuff,
sure,
let me know. So I reached out to her and I was like, yeah, like I want to do that, but I just don't know where to start. And then we like developed a friendship, but she's also, I think she's around my age. Then the girl that worked on my merch
with Hannah.
Mm-hmm. So because I saw her artwork. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. So, like, the only time I've ever messaged a fan was for, like, business-related things.
Well, I feel if you are an internet consumer and you want to trust in the creators that you follow, you should just follow us.
Yeah.
I personally guarantee that nobody on this podcast will ruin the podcast by messaging a minor.
Yeah.
I am a happily married man with a child.
No groomers here.
If you're looking for a celebrity who won't let you down, I feel like we should do like a political ad about that. Be like, are you tired of celebrities letting you down? And so like the American flag and you and I walking around in a suit be like, Brad and Stanzi are here to make things right again.
The Anti-Groomer Association.
Be like, if you want to stop waking up knowing that your favorite comic is actually a pedophile, join our fan base. We won't ever do that. And that's our guarantee.
Yeah, I've even tried to close off my DMs like everywhere, but
TikTok is the worst.
Oh God, they won't let you do it.
It's super annoying.
I closed my DMs because I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast yet, but like TikTok was doing this really annoying thing where they were like, don't you want to open your chat to everyone?
And I was like, no, I don't. And they're like, well, it's open.
Yeah. And then I was like, no. And I kept saying no. And every time I opened my notifications, I was like, don't you want to talk to people? And I was like, I sure don't.
I've got hundreds of messages that I'm never ever going to look at.
Because a lot of them are just people sending like random bullshit, like stickers. Yeah.
Kids sending stickers. Please respond.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
There's no way I'm going to respond. There's nothing that could be gained.
And then every now and then it's a kill yourself. And you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get told to kill myself about once a week. Yeah.
I'm like, it's inevitable. It doesn't really affect me, but I'm just system. Like, okay. Yeah, and then it was getting so annoying that they were like, well, we're going to open your DMs anyway. Yeah. And it came in the form of message requests, but like they're annoying. It comes in like a notification.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to read them.
I've got notifications off.
And then I turned off all DMs. So not even people that I follow like can message me. And then they still sent.
Yeah.
At first I was fine. I was like, I'm in the clear. I'm not getting any. And then they still open message requests. But now they're like hidden, but it's like, if you open it, you can see all of these glorious messages.
Shit.
And I'm like, no, I didn't want this, but they're really bad.
I think they're just going to start sending the messages to my Wells Fargo account at some point. They'll be like, don't you want to read your 450 TikTok?
TikTok is going to dox you.
Yeah.
And they're just going to post your address.
Random people are going to start messaging me all over the place.
They're going to start showing up at your house and be like, I sent you a sticker.
Yeah, it's crazy. We get annoyed by that quite a bit. We like our fans, but like we can't respond to everybody.
I just don't like notifications.
Yeah.
Like I have my text messages, like a lot of those are silenced too because I don't want to get that bullshit all the time. Like my family group chat goes crazy and I'm like, I don't want to wake up to 1,000 text messages.
Well, some celebrities, they'll have like an auto message where like if you message them, an auto message will be like, hey, fan, thanks for loving my stuff. Click on this link for a chance to win my new merch. And it's like a way to sell kids stuff.
You can customize that.
I don't know, I've seen it happen on Instagram.
You know what I mean? If you were like a fucked up person, like if you were like a Cody Coates situation or a Dr. Disrespect situation, you could just be like, hey, let me know if you're under 18.
click your age in the following menu.
But yeah, like that happened. And then very shortly after the Cody Coates thing happened, I'm just like, Why?
Who's
Why
next?
Do you have to?
Hey, maybe we should set like an over-under. We should have like a betting pool. Here's the problem with that kind of betting pool is we could never talk about it, because if we were to say like who we've bet on that week, it's essentially like saying, here's who I think may be a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're
that
like,
would
out
be,
of everyone I know.
That would have to be an extremely secretive sort of betting pool,
yeah,
where if it got leaked, what our sort of, you know, it wouldn't be called like a fantasy football. It's something, I don't know what it'd be called, but that's like, I feel like the next time I'm out, I'm going to propose like a very dark betting circle. Like who's yeah. going to get canceled next for messaging a child?
It's just like, we meet so many new people too. Hmm. And like, there've been times where we've worked with someone and maybe haven't posted videos that we've like made with them because we find out.
We find out after the fact, yeah, that they're like weird.
It may not
be worth associating with them.
Yeah, like, well, like, because I've worked with a bunch of people that have like a large following, but I don't necessarily, like, I'm not familiar with them. Mm. And then we'll look up after and we're like, oh no.
Yeah, god damn it.
So now we try to, when we work with people, we do try to like, new people. Yeah. We try to like, look them up after. Because there are times when I'll be not even like working with someone necessarily, but I'll be like in the same environment as they are. And then I'll check my DMs and someone will be like, you get this message where you're like, hey, I saw that you were with this person thing. Or like, I saw you made a video with this person. I'm like,
yep. And you should know.
Who was it this time?
Yeah. And you should know, blah, blah, blah.
And it's just something you're like, god damn it. They did this thing. It's so, I don't understand how, when you have like a big following and you do text someone that's underage, like it's going to come out eventually.
I feel,
why are you putting yourself through this?
Well, like, I feel that if you have a substantial enough following, you've probably gotten away with it multiple times by the time someone ends up calling you out for it. I feel like that's sort of how it must work, because otherwise it's so easy not to. Everybody I know, at least who's like a dude who's got like substantial following, like they get hit on at bars all the time by legitimate adults. And, you know, I can't imagine a scenario where you're like, oh, lots of these above 21-year-old women want to sleep with me. I am going to go to the middle school forums. You know what I mean? Like you don't really need to go that direction. But I think there's a bit of a God complex. I think that.
No, there absolutely is. But even like, because I've always like known that I wanted to do this and like be working like.
You were just very careful about when
I was like, I have to make sure that I.
DM people.
Well, yeah, I was like, not even like, I'm not like sitting here like, I feel like I want to text a child. But just like in general, like with my language online or something, or like things that I do talk about, like, I've always tried to be careful about that. I mean, I do work, I do stand up and like, you know, we make a lot of dark jokes and stuff, but like, you know,
you can't
you're
get
not saying
for that.
Anything like fucked up,
no.
I don't think, or like doing something unforgivable.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I've never had that like feeling of like, I could try to get away from this. Like, that's something that you will inevitably get called out for that thing.
Yeah.
If you're like an abusive person, like you're going to get called out for those things eventually.
Well, you need I think in a lot of cases you need to be a repeat offender for it to really hit you. You know what I mean? Like Bentelect, when he got canceled, he was harassing girls.
Yeah, that was another weird thing.
Funny story about when he got canceled is that like one girl posted a negative experience, right? And she got no traction, right? Nobody cared, nobody saw it.
It is like a snowball effect,
but then he sent her a message that said, I'm going to sue you if you don't take that down. Then she posted that screenshot and that's what actually triggered it.
Yeah.
It's like now multiple women have the same story and you can't you can't really fight that, like once the number of people starts coming after you. And in fact, even with Cody Ko, the Tana Mojo situation, like even that was sort of like questionable until, Gabby Hanna talked about it on a podcast straight up.
Yeah.
And so that sort of reinvigorated. But like it must, you know, he probably knew it would come back to bite him in the ass. He was probably just stressed about when, and eventually it did, you know, after he had a long standing, you know, successful career. It's serious.
Yeah, it is weird to think about. Also, like, it made me think about my past, my last, like, long-term relationship. Like, and I'm not saying that he's, like, a bad guy for this, but, like, I was of age. Mm. I was 21.
Okay.
And he was like 29.
Okay.
And I do think about it now. Like, I know that there were people at the time that were like, that's a pretty substantial age gap. And at the time I was like, we're both in our 20s. It's fine. Mm. But when I think about it now.
You don't like it.
Well, now that I'm 28, I would never message a 21-year-old. Like, when I talked, because we know 21-year-olds, like, we work with some people that are around that age, and I'm like, oh, you're, like, a kid.
Yeah.
Just turned, like, and I'm not saying that you're, like, I'm not calling anyone that
has dumb.
I'm not saying that they're, I'm not saying you're a bad person if you have, like, a larger age gap. I do think that the age gap becomes less weird as you get older. But
so,
like
a 29-year-old with a 39-year-old isn't as strange.
No, like, I think that once you get older, like, you're just, you stop, you're kind of not in these, like, you're at, like, more of a similar, like, point in life.
Hmm.
Like a 29-year-old and a 39-year-old, I think that you are more similar in where you're, like, you're out in the workforce versus, like, I was a junior in college and he was already like a working person.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like I wasn't making a lot of money at
Huge economic difference.
Yeah. So there was definitely like a difference sort of in like the power dynamic. And also like I did sort of feel like a child like when we were like, you know,
I mean, he took care of you, like, financially. He would take you out on dates. He would treat you super well. No, not like, okay, never mind.
My sister sort of dealt with it, too, because when she was probably similar to my age, she was dating someone that was 11 years older than her. Mm. And, yeah, we did talk about there is, like, a weird power dynamic thing.
But
it is interesting to look back now, because at the time, I was like, age gap, schmage gap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is fine. And yeah, now that I'm around the age that he was when we had started dating, I'm like, oh my God, a 21-year-old. Can you imagine if I brought a 21-year-old around?
That'd be crazy. Yeah, I'd be very disturbed.
I'm like, yeah, because like TX2, I think, is around that age.
He's and when like we hang out with 24.
I think he's younger than that.
Really?
I think so. Okay. I'm not sure. But even then.
But even, like, we know, like, he's a kid. Like,
I'm
we look
like,
at him like, oh,
look at this kid. I
go,
know.
Go, kid, go.
We're like, you get
pursue your rock star dream. You're good at this.
You're going to make it, kid.
You're
going to
make it one day, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I meet people that are around that age, I'm just like, oh, you're like a little baby to me. So it is sort of interesting being in like the opposite situation, being like, I
feel like there are certain defined reasons that men go after, you know, much younger women when they're in their late 20s. And I think it's because those younger women are way easier to impress. I think that's an element of it, is that older women, they've already been dating. They probably have their own money. They aren't as emotionally dependent on other people. Whereas I feel like when, you know, like when I was in my, when I had sort of started my career, I got way more attention from like girls in their early 20s than I had ever had when I was also in my early 20s. Because when I was in my early 20s, I was, you know, standard like college jackass. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing. Yeah, I was still like, you know, funny. I had my personality, but I hadn't really accomplished anything in life. And so, you know, I felt like it was, you know, I guess more of an even playing field. But once I got a career, I did notice a distinct increase in attention. Now, I think that some men take that to the extreme and then like they'll turn 29 and then only date 21-year-olds for the next, you know, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I think that that's unfair. You know what I mean? You know, by the time I met Hannah, Hannah already had a job, a career in her own apartment. Like she didn't need me for anything. Hannah paid for our first lunch. You know what I mean? She didn't want to see me again because she thought I was a bad choice because I didn't live in California at the time. And look at us, now we're married. But I think that some men just feel like it's easier to go after the younger girls. Like it's just less effort, honestly.
Maybe this is one of the reasons why dating in LA is so much harder than a lot of other places, because all of the men in our field just want to talk to high schoolers.
Oh, no. All of them want to message minors. Oh, that explains it.
Yep. If you want to date in LA, just lie about your age.
Lie about your age.
Be like, yeah, this is my senior year of high school. Oh. This goes back to the joke that we made the other day when we were talking about our next Vegas trip and going with like all of our friends that we went on that like first Vegas trip when we met.
Yeah. And pretending like we were kids. Like,
it's our senior year, you guys. Yeah. It's our last summer as high schoolers.
I'm really going to miss you. We got to get to the concert. Yeah. Oh, no.
We'll never be 18 again. Yeah. We only have now. What if we don't see each other after this?
Yeah. I'm actually not going to college. What? I thought you were going to go. Yeah. I didn't want to tell you, but I'm going to stay home with my friends.
Don't tell me. You're going to work in your dad's shop? You have dreams.
I have no choice. I've got to stay here and work at the meme factory.
You know, it's my dad's passion.
Yeah.
You know how they treat the kids that work at the meme factory.
I'll never get out of here, but you've got a chance, Goodwill Hunting.
Go make your dreams. Austin Butler. Become Elvis. Yeah, all right.
We got kind of heavy and political on this one. We didn't make a lot of jokes. I got some jokes for the next one.
We got some good ones out of it, I think. Stuff.
So,
yeah, but
and
all
three,
right.
And a four, and a five, and a six, and a seven, and an eight, and a nine, and a ten, and a...
Thank you for tuning in to episode nine of Late to the Party.
We will see you next time.
Goodbye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.